Here's what happened. A little over a year ago, the state investigated a complaint from parent Larry Daly, who says his daughter did not receive all of the services listed in her IEP. He says one of those services was a peer buddy, someone to help her interact with classmates and stay on top of assignments.
That's not expensive. That's not something that takes a lot of tax dollars. That's simply making sure that the kid sits next to somebody she can get help from in every class. And in doing that, you help a kid who has social needs issues.
When the investigation was completed, the state found that Daly's daughter was denied some of her IEP services, and officials told the district it had to make changes. One of those changes was to devise an IEP checklist for teachers to follow so that all student needs are addressed and no services are overlooked. Frank Salvaggio is executive director of student support services for the district and says his staff did start implementing a checklist.
What did not occur is in the deadline set by the state, there's about 2,000 people that we need to train, and we did not meet that deadline to train all of them.
Because the district missed that deadline, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Dale Urquiaga recently wrote them a letter saying they must submit a plan to correct the problem or risk losing federal funding. The district has submitted that plan, and it's also hired a compliance officer to respond to parental complaints. The district handles 8,400 IEPs each year, and Salvaggio says that unfortunately some slip-ups are bound to happen. Since 2012, the state has given the district 6 corrective action plans based on its investigations of special education complaints. Salvaggio says it's important to recognize that 5 of those 6 plans have been enacted successfully.
This is one portion of a larger corrective action plan of which we met all components but this one part. And that's not to excuse the fact that the training did not occur, because that's an issue that we got to clean up.
Larry Daly, the father who filed the original complaint, says this issue is not just about a missed deadline and instead illustrates a larger institutional problem regarding how special needs students are educated in Washoe County.
Systemic change happens slowly. Unfortunately, my child and the other children need help now. So ideally, I guess, I'd like a way to see the parents of kids who have disabilities to be able to come together, compare our stories, and let the district know what it needs to do now to help those children.
Despite their differences of opinion, this is where Daly, the father, and Salvaggio with the district come together. They both agree that more communication between educators and the parents of special needs students is necessary to effect change moving forward. That's why both parties are helping form a task force to get that conversation started. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.